And unfortunately, it's not necessarily events on the course that are dominating some of the conversations about the Australian Open. It's, I don't necessarily wake up every morning thinking and hoping that there's something else that Nick Kyrgios or Bernard Tomic has done so we can have a bit of a chat about that and give us a bit of a free hit. But I did wake up this morning to a reaction and a response from Nick Kyrgios on Twitter to a chat that Jared Healy and Roger Rashid were having on Croc Media Sports Day Victoria program last night. I'll play what Jared and Rog were talking about, and coaching was, you know, fundamental to the chat they were having. Once we come back from that, I'll read Nick Kyrgios' reaction on Twitter, just in case you weren't listening at the top of the show. We touched on this yesterday. We didn't really get much of a chance to develop the conversation. So I'd love you to join in, 1-300-736-736. We've got prizes to give away. It's twofold, the response I want from you about Kyrgios. Where do you think he's going to end up? What will he be by the end of his professional tennis playing journey? That's point one. You can either that or this. What would your advice be to Nick Kyrgios? If he was listening to the radio station right now and all he is prepared to take on board, you know, suggestions from, you know, people who love sport and are keen to see him be the very best he can be, what would your advice to Nick Kyrgios be? I'll get to all of that after we hear from Jared and Roger, as I said, from Croc Media Sports Day Victoria program last night. This is a bit of how their conversation went.
How can we have three men come through the system and each one of them should be in the top 20 or 30 in the world and have got the most appalling footwork of anybody? You don't need talent for footwork. All you just need is good coaching and good discipline. The footwork, the preparation, the lightness and the speed of Roger Federer's feet is something that if you were still in the broadcast at Channel 9, I know that you would highlight. And you show the footwork of, for instance, Kokkinakis yesterday, the amount of times he dumped it into the net or shanked it because he took two big steps instead of little tiny little steps like Roger to get the minutiae absolutely spot on. Was so frustrating, I nearly threw the control at the TV. The only trouble is, in this building at the moment, we haven't got a control, and we didn't have a TV last night.
Well, I'm not sure what's going on there financially. You guys got to find a different model. But the reality is, I think the best players in the world, when you watch them, there's a reason why they're the best players in the world. Yes, they've got a talent pool that's got some special weapons, but they do, you know, all their, you're right, their footwork is, it's precise. They do the little things that matter. And, you know, from Rafa, you watch Rafa use his feet on the tennis court. Yeah. You watch Serena use her feet. You listen to Maria Sharapova on the court. I know she's not on top of her game at the moment, but she still do that. They do those little things. So they tick that box. They can control that. You can never control the opposition as you would like it. That's the challenge that you have in front of you and the environment around you. But the stuff that they can control, they definitely look after. So there's no... there's no hesitation moving forward. They trust their body. They trust their movement patterns. And when they get access to the ball, through their movement, they know they're in the right spot when they've, you know, got the opportunity.
Can we backtrack to last night and forget Kyrgios? He's had a poor preparation. A few people with much better credentials than him are starting to tell him some home truths, like McEnroe telling him he's not fit enough. He doesn't want to know it. He doesn't want to have a coach, etc. So we'll forget about him until he wakes up to himself.
So I don't reckon if Nick Kyrgios was listening to that and they put out a tweet of the conversation, suspect with a link to that, I suspect he probably did have a listen to it. I reckon he might have got a bit riled towards the end. I don't know whether he's the sort that takes too kindly to other people outside of his very tight inner circle suggesting that they know, you know, what's best for him. He does seem to rankle when that, you know, is presented. This is how he responded to that. This on Twitter. You blokes all have zero idea. It's comical people like yourself have an opinion of us. You blokes are anything but athletes. Mm-hmm. So how about you concentrate on your own SHIT? Zero credibility. He directs this one to Roger Rashid. You should be ashamed, mate. And then he finishes, like, please explain to me the similarities between AFL and tennis. Shut your mouth. So that's how Nick Kyrgios responds to what I think was a reasonably well-intentioned conversation about the difference that, you know, coaches can have on the fundamentals and of some of these, you know, highly gifted players. He clearly didn't respond well to. We've got a couple of batokis to give away. for those who want to join in, 1-300-736-736. Let's go out to Phil in Aspendale. We want to ask you two questions. What's your advice to Nick Kyrgios, and where will he end up? Far away, Phil.
Thanks, Andy. Answer to the first one, I think Nick should retire for 12 months. I think he should go. He seems to have interest in everything else but his tennis. He perhaps should go and see what life can be like outside of tennis for 12 months and say, I won't be back till the Aussie Open next year.
That's interesting. Whether he takes it away from himself to see whether it's something that he genuinely misses, that's an interesting point, Phil. So keep going. That's point one.
Look, the second point where he'll end up, I think, will be what he decides to do if he does take 12 months off. He just seems to be a bit of a tortured soul. He is probably one of the most talented players I've ever seen play tennis. When I have seen him, and I don't go to watch him by choice, but if he's been on, he is a magnificent tennis player. He's just got everything. And I feel sorry for the guys like Milman and Ebden who are busting their guts out there, who haven't got the talent he has, but they are trying their hardest.
Yep.
And he's got a lot more talent.
Phil, do you find that you want a Barry for him? Is it still within you to every time every time he turns up and you're watching him at any event, particularly an event like an Australian Open, are you finding yourself wanting to feel and pull for Nick Kyrgios?
Look, I'd like to, yes, and I'd love to see him succeed, but you can't change a guy's upbringing and his character. He is what he is. He's not going to become the likeable Pat Rafter. He's not going
to
become the nice John Newcomb.
No, he doesn't need to be.
He's never going to be like that.
No.
But he just needs somebody. But it's really hard because I'm sure people have spoken to him. He's got lots of good people who have been around him, but he's probably got a lot of bad people who are around him too, a few hangers-on. And I just think the poor guy, that's not the right phrase. He's just a guy who has this loads of talent, there's huge expectations on him, and he's probably just not built to cope with all that stuff that comes with it for tennis. And unless he loves it, he's not going to get 100% out of himself.
Mate, a Pataki mini hand voucher coming your way, Phil. Thanks for kicking it off. Justin's in Wandon. Advice for Nick Kyrgios, or where do you think he's going to end up, Justin? Which one do you want to have a stab at?
Well, my advice to Nick Kyrgios would be, I don't really care, Andy. I'd prefer to know about what's going on at the Collingwood Football Club or at the Liverpool Football Club or anywhere other than anything to do with Nick Kyrgios, Bernard Tomic, or any of those people. I could not, if I never heard another thing about either of those two people again in my life, I would be a far happier human being.
There'd be a lot of people who I reckon agree with that as a sentiment, but just let me ask you this question and be as honest with me as you can, Justin, given what you just said. If Nick Kyrgios is in the final of, say, Wimbledon in 2019, will you tune in and watch it?
No. If it was the Australian Open, I may tune in and watch it because it would be at a favourable time slot.
Okay, right.
But I would tune in. I got up at whatever time in the morning to watch the Champions League final. I'll get up and watch other things in the middle of the Australians playing the World Cup. I'll get up and watch things like that, but I'm not going to tune in to watch Nick Kyrgios. And I might flick it over every now and then if there's nothing else good on. But if there was an episode of Vikings on, Andy, and I had a choice between watching Vikings or Nick Kyrgios, I'd be watching Vikings, mate.
It's a good show. Hey, Justin, it's a good show. I can understand why you'd be doing that. See, I haven't got stuck in a Series 5 yet, but they tell me it's worth sticking with. So I can completely understand your final point there, mate. Thanks for joining us. Al's in Bentley. Advice for Nick Kyrgios. Alan, what have you got?
Yeah, much like the other caller, mate. Couldn't really care less. I've got no animosity, like from a supporter point of view. You know, I'm not a massive supporter of him, but I couldn't care less. If he doesn't have success, well, then that's up to Nick Kyrgios.
Is it a tennis thing for you, Alan? Are you just not a big tennis fan, or is it Kyrgios in particular who you've decided to steer clear from?
Well, look, I used to... John McEnroe was one of my idols, so that's a... You know, so I know he's got a similar personality in terms of how he acts on the court, this and that. But for me, tennis has lost its way. There's no characters in the game anymore for me, but I don't really care if he succeeds or not. I'm just sick of the debate about him, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I wish he'd... stop giving us reasons to talk about him, Alan. I really do. But at this time of the year, tennis, you know, should be a bit of a focus. We don't necessarily talk about it all year round. It's our National Open. And, you know, we, as a sports radio station, should pour some energy, I reckon, into tennis at this time of the year. And unfortunately, we get these sideshows. Two things about that. I reckon he doesn't know how to be a personality. He doesn't know how to be a character. I think he's trying to be that, but he just doesn't quite get it right. And the difference between Kyrgios and McEnroe is, as far as I see, Al, is that every time McEnroe stepped out on the court, he wanted to win, and he would do everything in his power to win. And I'm not sure Nick Kyrgios gives it 100% of, you know, everything that he's got. All of the time, you know, shots behind the back, through the legs, all of that sort of stuff. It just indicates that he's not necessarily 100% taking it to the line. And if he's listening and he wants to give us a call, 1-300-736-736, challenge any of these notions. Nick, if you do happen to be in a car driving along, having a listen to any of this at the moment, feel free to join in. Thanks for your call. Al Roberts in Beaumaris. Where are you on Nick Kyrgios, Rob?
I think that, I'll tell you, I'm in my 70s now. And I think that Kyrgios and Tomic, when they get to my age, will realise what a chance they had in life to create an absolute image of success and all that type of thing. And I think that I regret not doing enough when I was that young, much younger. I played tennis and I played squash and I've done other sports. And I didn't absorb all that until I was in my 40s. So I regret not doing it younger.
Yep.
And if they've got that ability, they should try and look at themselves, listen to people, and hopefully, you know, take something on board that will give them a future and some recognition.
Mate, so I wonder whether you're right. I hope it doesn't come to that. I think you might be right. You know, I think somewhere down the track they're going to regret maybe some of the decisions that they've made on the way through. I've got a Bataki mini hair voucher coming your way. Robert, thanks for your call. Paul's in Camberwell. Joining the conversation. Paul, where do you want to take it?
I just think we speak about Kyrgios and Tomic year after year. It's become basketball.
I agree, Paul.
Yeah.
I agree, mate. I think it is. It's a sideshow. Some people suggest, look, the best thing you can do is just don't even give them any oxygen. Don't even talk about these blokes. And, you know, you don't feed the kind of machine that seems to drive them and stimulate them, Paul. But, look, my hand on heart, I only do this because I'm not necessarily with Tomic anymore. I think I've moved kind of past him. But there's still a bit of you, well, a bit of me, when I watch Nick Kyrgios play. I still want a barrack for the guy. I want him to do well. I think somewhere deep inside him is, you know, a pretty decent sort of a bloke who wants to be good, you know, whatever that looks like and actually means. And yet I'm just not sure he knows how best to get it out of himself. So I haven't given up on him yet, Paul. And that's why I do in this position for as long as I'm doing it, and hopefully we're not having the same conversation next year, unfortunately find ourselves having these chats about this bloke year in, year out, Paul. But I think a lot of people understand your frustration. Karen's in Sunshine. Good afternoon to you, Karen.
Yep.
Fire away. We're talking about Nick Kyrgios.
Yeah. Look, I think he's very unsportsmanlike. I think he should frankly pull his head in, so to speak. He's just a bad example for Australia. And I don't think it's right, and I think one day when he gets older, he's going to really regret it. I don't think he'll last long in tennis.
Yeah, I don't know whether I don't see him as flying the Australian flag necessarily. I don't think he's representing, you know, us as a nation, other than when he goes out and plays Davis Cup. I think he is Australian, and that's why we have some sort of interest in him / connection to him. But all your other points, Kaz, I agree with you. I think he does need to, as you put it, pull his head in and get a few things right. Dave's in. Thanks for your call. David's in Hampton. Fire away, David.
Yeah, hi, Andy. A great discussion being had here. Look, I'd back up your point about the comparison with John McEnroe. He had the will to win, and Nick seems to have an issue with obviously being serious about the game, yeah, or having a coach that can give him constructive criticism. And also backing up the previous caller, you know, wasting all this talent and looking back with regret. And everyone used to be on Mark Philippoussis' case, but in his defence, he won us a couple of Davis Cups. He was in a couple of Grand Slam finals, I think Wimbledon, US Open. But I just sort of think, when you look at someone like Alex Dimona, well, if he had half the, you know, a good serve that Kyrgios has, you know, he has the potential to be in the world's top 10 in the next couple of years. You know, his drive and his passion and motivation is quite extraordinary, and that was displayed last night in the five-set match.
How good was he in that last set, David?
Exceptional, and really embodied the true Aussie spirit, and I suppose what Leighton Hewitt was all about when he was playing on the single circuit.
Yeah, no, phenomenal, mate. I've got a Bataki voucher coming your way as well, David. Thanks for your call. Pete's in Altona. Hello, great man, and happy new year to you.
Well, thank you, Rayner. Happy new year to you.
Pleasure to hear your dulcet tones, my friend.
Yeah, well, you know, before I talk about Kyrgios, any chance you can get Phil Couple on, I'm really enjoying him on the big... No, he is just funny as, you know what I mean?
He's what he's like on when he's doing the commentary. That's exactly what he's like without the microphone on, mate. He's just a
Oh,
bit,
he's mate,
a...
he's taking the piss out of Ricky Ponting, I tell you, big time. But I like to talk about Kyrgios. Mate, 1 year, he's got a sore knee. Next year, sore hip. Next year, he's got a sore elbow. What's going to be next year? Sore brain? Enough. You know, go in and just play. Stop complaining about your injury.
When he started reaching, look, he probably, look, who, mate? Mate, he may have a sore knee. You know, he may very well have one. But when he was starting to reach for the knee a little bit early in that set the other night, having seen and, you know, put the tweet out about his great mate, Thanasi Kokkinakis, who'd gone out with that pec injury, things start rolling around in your brain and you wonder what's really going on. But, look, I think he tried his hardest, you know, to a degree, as Nick Kyrgios ever tries his hardest the other night. He was outmatched in terms of that match. You know, Raonic just played him off the court. But I still, at the end of the day, don't reckon he was giving everything he had to give in that match. I reckon there was still more there, and there's more to give, I reckon, in the preparation to him turning up to tournaments. And I don't know whether he's doing the best he can possibly do for himself in that regard. And that, to kick it all off, I think that's what Roger Rashid and Jared Healy were having a chat about last night, and what other people are talking about from... when we discuss Nick Kyrgios. Another couple quickly before we get to a break. Dean's in Mornington. Fire away, mate.
G'day, Andy. I just wanted to sort of put my two bobs worth in on Kyrgios and Tomic, for that matter, and their lack of effort. And I think it's fairly obvious that whilst Nadal, Federer and Djokovic are still on the scene, they have no confidence in their ability to actually put up a decent challenge to them. And I think they're keeping their powder dry until such time that they retire. But if they wait too long, they'll miss their window, and guys like Milos Raonic will be absolute forces by that stage. And, so I think that's a good reason why they're not showing effort, is because they have no confidence that they're at that level.
Well, I hope you're right. I'm not sure I necessarily agree with you, Dino, but it's a theory, and I'm glad that you've taken the advantage to express it with us on the show this afternoon. Thanks for your time, mate. Ian in Rosebud, last one before we get to the break. Hi, mate. Ian, unfortunately, you've got to turn your radio off, mate. We like the show, and we like hearing our calls. We don't need to hear it back through your wireless, mate. I'll give it one last try. Ian, have we got you?
Yeah, mate, we have.
Yep, fire away.
Sorry about that.
No, you're right.
It's not with Thunder a bit. I think what we've got to do is all these comments they're making, I don't know whether they're just like, seeking attention. That I think we just ignore them and don't react to it. I know it's hard, but to me it's just attention seeking, and they just want to smother controversy because people come back at them and say, this is what's happening and that. But they're so out of context and so much ability that will give their right arm to have the ability that these guys have got. And they're
100%.
Just wasting the whole thing.
No, 100%. I don't disagree with the second half of what you had to say. I explained to you before why I do talk about it, and it's not everybody's cup of tea, mate.